Well, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos, The Mile High Show. This is technically episode 46, maybe. You can view it as like an episode negative number if you'd like, because it is just me this week. I will be talking just for a few minutes here, not too long. It'll be an abbreviated show. And the reason for that is much like the last few solo shows that I've done scattered throughout the Mile High Show catalog, which is available at milehighshow.com. I've been very busy. This past few weeks have had me pretty slammed in my main job, that main job being as a photographer and freelance journalist here in the Arizona, northern Arizona area, in and around Prescott. I've been doing this business for more than 30 years, for the most part, about 35 years. I have taken a little break here and there. The longest was about 8-9 years where I got out of the photo industry, not completely, but for the most part, and went into a different field. But I still did photography on the side and as a supplemental income. And for some reason, anytime I've taken little breaks from shooting pictures, I always end up back there. So that is, it's been, again, full time for the past 10 years or so since I've been in Arizona. And it's something in my blood. I can't seem to get rid of it. The main reason that I enjoy photography is it's a way to tell stories, to tell them visually. My work and my info is available at msantosphotographer.com if you want to check that out. I'm also under M Santos Photo, I think. I don't know. Search MSP on Facebook. That is my company page, and there's links to that periodically on the Mile High Show website and Facebook page as well. Anyway, one of the reasons why I am always drawn back to photography, again, is I love to tell stories, and it's much easier to do that for me visually than it is on the written word. And over my decades of telling stories visually and on the written form when I've been employed as a reporter, I've come across some very interesting folks. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, why I started the Mile High Show. Because a couple of years ago, I was asked to guest host a radio talk show locally on KQ&A. Their station is part of the Arizona Hometown Radio Group, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, here in the Prescott area. KQ&A, KPPV, KDDL, there's the Jack, there's a couple of stations. A few weeks ago, we had one of their news correspondents, Bill Monroe, and a buddy of mine on the show. You can find all their info at kqna.com. Anyway, a couple of years ago, I got asked to guest host a show there. It was once a month, kind of as a fill-in, and then for about 6 or so months, it went to every week, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I'm back now as a once-a-month fill-in, I sit and I just talk with folks. And in the course of doing that show, I ran across some more interesting folks. There's a lot of interesting people in this area, in Arizona, specifically in the Prescott area. It's an odd cross section of population. A lot of young folks, a lot of old ranch money and old businesses up here from dating back generations and generations to the Old West. And then there's a lot of newer folk like myself who have transplanted in recent years for various reasons. And they bring with them so many interesting stories, so many different backgrounds, from the tech fields to the movie industry to the arts, music. There's just a fantastic cross section of culture here. And then, of course, couple that with the old-time ranchers and the older ranch families who have been here for generations and generations. The ranchers and cowboys and mining industry and everything else up here, farming, ag culture. It's a very, very diverse background and a very, very fun culture to be part of. And I'm fortunate to be allowed to talk with these folks and get to know them. And that's why this podcast started. Now, keeping in line with that, we're coming up on our one-year anniversary in December. So sometime in December, possibly early January, we're still finalizing the dates and location. I will be hosting an anniversary show. We're going to record it in front of a live audience and then post it up within a few days to the Mile High Show for a storyteller anniversary show. Now, I have blatantly ripped off one of my favorite podcasts and one of my favorite broadcasts, The Moth, and they are located at themoth.org. They are extremely successful, have a strong history of storytelling. They employ and highlight some of the greatest minds in the country, in the world, really. Authors, comedians, singer-songwriters, artists, journalists, everything I am not is what they do, but I'm stealing their idea. Now, what The Moth does is takes a theme and spread out around the country. They have different venues that they use. They put that theme out, and people come up and tell a story based on that theme. Sometimes it's very humorous. Sometimes it's gut-wrenching, emotional stories. Sometimes they're just neat things to listen to. But without fail, they share one thing in common. They are interesting, interesting stories. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm taking the theme of an interesting person. Who have you run across that has struck you as an interesting character? Somebody who maybe has shaped your life and steered you in a direction that you may otherwise not have gone. Maybe a educational or a career choice that you didn't plan on doing. It could be a teacher who very young in your life saw something in you and helped you foster an interest and motivated you to do something or to be something. Those are the kind of people we want to hear about. It could be the other extreme, somebody who had an negative effect, an adverse effect on your life that caused you to overcome something, whether it be a tragedy or something, just somebody who has affected you, whether that be for the good or the bad. We want to see how you took what this person represented and what this person showed you and steered you. And we want to see how you dealt with that and how it affected your life. Now, some of the submissions that we've had at through the Mile High Show website at milehighshow.com, use the contact page there to send us an email. Send us. I keep saying us. It's just me sitting usually in my van or at my kitchen table or at a bar or a restaurant talking into a microphone. But for all the voices in my head, I feel justified in saying we. It's there's lots going on in my brain. I want to hear your story about an interesting person that has affected you in some way. Now, some of the submissions we've got have been how do I say this? I guess self-serving. They're like commercials. I'm interesting. You need to talk to me. You know what? That may happen down the road if you have an interesting story to tell, but that's not really what I'm looking for this anniversary show. We've had some that were very touching. professionals in the legal and medical fields that have shaped your life and your family's life. That's what we're looking for. A few folks who are talking about, you know, teachers that steered them in a good way at an early age. We've got some other folks who have just ran across some very interesting characters, and that's what we're looking for. So please send your suggestion, your submission, a little summary of what you would like to talk about. We're looking for a 5 or so minute, 5 to 8, maybe 10 minute presentation. We have 2-3 criteria, really, as all of my shows are, as all of my episodes are. They must be radio and family friendly. So keep that in mind when it comes to subject matter or language. If you cannot hear it on the standard radio waves, it's probably not suited for this podcast. It's not that I'm trying to censor my guests or censor these storytellers. What it boils down to is I like to share my interests with whoever can listen, and whoever would like to listen. And if that means playing this while you're driving down the road with your family in the car, or when we're recording on location in bars, restaurants, bars, not necessarily, because, you know, mainly I'm in bars when it's musicians and things, because that's where they play, that's where they work. But like when we record in restaurants or in businesses, coffee shops, I don't want the managers and owners of those to be worried about what kind of conversation we're having in front of these microphones, in front of their customers. I like to assure them that when I am sitting down, either talking by myself or talking to a guest in front of these microphones, anybody in that establishment could listen in without having language and subject matter that would be inappropriate. That's the main reason for my stipulation that they be radio friendly. The second criteria is it's got to be interesting. I want an interesting story. If you can talk and hold the interest of the audience, whether it be live on location or in their homes as they're listening to this podcast, the recorded version, something that captivates them, something that will hold their attention. The third and final criteria, it has to be true. This is not a format for fiction. That doesn't mean we won't have a fiction show at some point. Maybe we'll have a short story essay fiction podcast at some point where we'll open up the mics for people to come in and read something they've created. And that's actually a really good idea. I'd like to explore that. So also, if you have something like that, send that to me in an email. But this anniversary show is a radio-friendly presentation, interesting and true. That's what we're looking for. So please send me your suggestions, send me your submissions through milehighshow.com. That's milehigh, spelled H-I-G-H, show.com, or milehighshow, and that's spelled H-I, @gmail.com. That's our email. But the best bet, just go to milehighshow.com and email me through my contact page. Another show that we're recording soon is going to be, we're going to be recording it in a couple of weeks. It'll be posted, I believe, in 2 weeks on November 16th. That will be with comedian Billy O'Connor. A lot of you folks in the Prescott area know Billy or know of him. He's performed up here on a few different occasions. I think most recently was last spring with the Mile High Comedy Theater. No affiliation to me. I just piggybacked on the name, I guess. They were around long before I was. Billy has a fascinating story. I'm not going to give away too much right now, but I have set up and firmed up that interview. I'll be traveling down to Phoenix area to sit down with Billy and the microphones. former New York City fireman, former journalist, former bookie, and current most interesting guy is that most of you will ever meet. He has lived various sections of his life that standing alone would make a fascinating story, but combined, they make for just an incredibly fascinating man. He has a book out, Confessions of a Bronx Bookie. Let me try that again. Confessions of a Bronx Bookie, available at Amazon. His Facebook fan page is Billy O'Connor, Billy O'Connor Comedian. Search that, and we'll be sitting down with Billy shortly, and no doubt that will be one of the highlight episodes, one of the highlight interviews of the duration of this Mile High Show podcast. That's one I'm really, really looking forward to. Another one we've got coming up that will be presented probably late November, early December, is our Star Wars show. Now, the reason we're doing that is, and I'm going to get this wrong, and you'll know why in a minute, there's a Star Wars movie coming out. I don't know what number it is. I think it's 7. It could be, who knows? I think it's 7. I personally am not a huge Star Wars fan. When the first Star Wars movie came out, I believe it was, 75, 76, 77, somewhere in there. Now, when that came out, was right around, I think, when Jaws came out. I was 10 or 11 years old. I don't remember. But I loved Jaws. That was a great movie. That's where my 10-year-old brain was. The rest of the world, the rest of the country, 10-year-olds were fascinated by Star Wars. I didn't see the first Star Wars film until much later. I was either out of or still in high school, but I was a late teenager probably when I saw the very first Star Wars, and I watched it. I said, "Yeah, it's all right." I wasn't captivated like the rest of the world was. I don't know why. I've seen them since. I think I've seen them all, but they're okay. They're just not my cup of tea. I'd rather see a really good detective thriller or an old Bogart, Sam Spade or Philip Marlowe in the DVD player. That's where I'll sit down and watch over and over and over again. I don't have anything against sci-fi. It's just not my favorite. So when people get so fascinated and so caught up and so passionate about Star Wars, I don't get it. I don't understand it. So with the new release of Star Wars episode, whatever it is, coming up, I know there's a lot of folks just really, really excited about that. So I've grabbed a few of those folks, and we're going to sit down in either Prescott or Prescott Valley somewhere. Look on milehighshow.com and on our Mile High Show Facebook page for dates of when that's going to happen, because you're more than welcome to join us and watch as we record our Star Wars episode. I've firmed up a couple of local folks to sit down with me, including last week's guest, John Rust, from KYCA Radio and sci-fi and adventure author himself. He is a big fan of the genre and a somewhat expert on things of science fiction and fantasy and all that stuff. So he will be joining us, John Rust. Also, another guest, former guest of, you kind of see where this is going, I guess. I'm just culling through my my old guest list and pulling people. Frank Abril, who sat with me several months ago, he is retired from the movie industry, has worked on some sci-fi films in the past, but he's a big sci-fi fan, so he'll bring kind of an inside baseball look to the movie industry and the science fiction industry in general. So John Rust, Frank Abril, and then a very, very good friend of mine, Mr. James Haight, who has not been on the show, oddly enough. He's been on my radio show, but not on the podcast. Local businessman here in the Prescott area. Like I said, good friend of mine, and an expert on lots of things. And all you have to do is sit down with James for a few minutes, and you'll realize he's a wealth of knowledge. Not useful knowledge, not useful knowledge, but knowledge nonetheless. No, I'm just kidding. James has a great sense of humor. He's a big fan of Star Wars. He has some kooky stories to talk about his attempts at expanding the Star Wars universe. I don't want to give away too much. We'll talk about that with James. Also, another good friend of mine, Brian Lottie, a local business guy here. He's a techie, and above all, techie and gamer. Very nice guy, and pretty well grounded. So he'll be able to rein in the craziness of the other guests, and also a big Star Wars fan, and fan in general of movies and sci-fi and all that stuff that I am not. But Brian Lottie will help us to kind of moderate the discussion. And another friend of mine who I have been trying to get on both my radio show and my podcast, but for reasons that have now, hurdles that have now been overcome, Mr. Matt Henshaw will be joining us. Now, Matt is... he is a local photographer. He and I have worked together for each other and with each other for, oh, what has he been up in this area, about 8 years or so. He is a local photographer for the Prescott Daily Courier, the local newspaper here, the local mainstream print media here. He has a vast knowledge of all things Star Wars. He has what I like to call, I just saw it last night, as a matter of fact, because I had to run by his house, take care of a couple things. He has a very extensive, what I like to call, doll collection. And a grown man who collects dolls is worrisome in some cultures, evidently not in the comic book and sci-fi universe. But he likes to call them action figures. No, Matt, sorry, they are dolls. He is the, I like to call him the perpetual man child. He, I don't know how old he is, 30-something? If you walk into his house, you would swear it is the clubhouse of a 13-year-old junior high school kid. But Matt is a good buddy of mine, and he will be there as well. Now, the reason we're doing this discussion is because these folks are all ardent sci-fi and Star Wars fans. Like I said, I am not. And each one of them at some point in our discussions away from the microphones have not only told me they don't agree with my opinion that Star Wars is the greatest genre, the greatest film series of all time, not only don't they agree with my opinion, they are flat out in agreement that my opinion is wrong. So they will be attempting to educate me and instruct me on all things Lucas, all things Star Wars, all things Solo, all things Darth Vader, everything else. So between now and the time that we record that, I have been tasked with a mission to watch all the movies. So I have the unique pleasure of doing research occupational research and plopping down with a bucket of popcorn and about a 10-inch stack of DVDs that I borrowed from Mr. Matt Henshaw to educate myself and prepare myself for this special Star Wars episode. So stay tuned and look for a couple of things coming up. That Star Wars episode, we will be recording. We will open that up if you want to join us and sit in as we record. So check out both our Facebook page and our MileHighShow.com website for announcements as to where we will be recording that and when. We'd love to have you join us. Check out in a couple of weeks. I'll be sitting down with Billy O'Connor, author, fireman, bookie, degenerate, and comedian. Billy O'Connor, author of Confessions of a Bronx Bookie. And, of course, our anniversary episode, which is, again, check milehighshow.com for announcements as to how you can take part as either a presenter, a storyteller, on the most interesting person you know, or as an audience member, just coming by and partaking of some great stories, some good beverages, and some good food, which will all be provided for both our presenters and our guests. So keep in mind, the most interesting character you know, we'd love to hear about him or her, and let us know who that is through our Contact Us page at milehighshow.com.
Red pants and the sugar man, the Temple Street glue. Drinking Chevy's Regal and foot out of the room. Just another dead soldier in a powder of blue light. Sugar man said, baby, everything's all right. Going down, 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 down. Going down, down, down. Montclair, Heaven, doing the same right as Dan. Looking for someone to chop a lover in his pants. How am I gonna unload all this ice and all that mean? All the traffic in the streets, but it's so hard to think. Going down, 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 down. Going down, down, down. Sally's out on crank, hungry for some sweets. Fam in the sheets, butchy butch in the streets. Going down, 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 down. Going down, down, down. Going down.